Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Hey, this is Kenny Mayne, host of something called Hey Mayne. That's a podcast. We're working busily on season 2, but let's not forget about season 1. Remember Jemele Hill? Is the cookout ever going to happen, or is it just metaphorical?
It is largely metaphorical. Just know we would feel very comfortable inviting you. Potato salad, by the way, I feel like I should tell your listeners, does not have raisins in it.
If you missed that episode of Hey Mayne, check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
Chiefs and Chargers. Do you suffer from Chiefs fatigue on your show? Do you have Chiefs fatigue?
What do you mean by that? Because the Chiefs haven't won enough to have Chiefs fatigue.
Chiefs fatigue where you don't go over the top and exaggerate what they do because you're so used to Mahomes doing these otherworldly things. And we just assume that they're a really good team. So we don't appreciate the Chiefs in the moment. We kind of fluff it off when they're a really good team, Zach. You do that, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, they've shut everyone up this year so far. And I would say that they're now my favorite to get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. But I think there's a lot of pressure on Kansas City, because after they won that first Super Bowl, people are saying Mahomes is the next Brady. Andy Reid finally has the monkey off his back. Now he's a big-time great coach, and we know he's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's one of the top 10 coaches of all time. They get to the Super Bowl again. They lose to Tampa Bay. Last year, they failed to show up in the second half against Cincinnati. There's not an easier road to go win another Super Bowl this year. I think there's a lot of pressure on Kansas City.
Well, I was dying for somebody to knock them off. I guess I am suffering from Chiefs fatigue in the way that I don't want to see another AFC Championship game at Arrowhead.
You're going to get it this year.
Just like I got sick of NFC Championship games at the Vet, just like I got sick of Super Bowls going through Buffalo in the AFC, I'm ready for somebody else to not just knock them off in an AFC Championship game. I wanted the team they're playing on Sunday to win the division this year. I wanted the Chargers to be the story in the AFC West. Now that
ain't happening. Last year, Cincinnati took them down twice.
Well, I know, but it was in the AFC Championship game, Zach.
Okay.
I want them either out of the playoffs or early exit.
Okay. Now, see, here's where you're a little fraudulent, because if this was the Steelers, it would be like, oh, let's see Big Ben in every conference.
Right, because I work in that market and it's good for my bottom line. I'm not in Kansas City. You're not in Kansas City. I want to see somebody new. I don't want to see another Chiefs and insert challenger AFC Championship game. And you just said it.
They haven't won, though, enough. They have not.
We're destined for that. They haven't even had to go on the road, though, Zach.
Yeah.
At least if it was an AFC Championship game and they had to go to Buffalo or someplace like that, I'd be into it. But I don't want to see Arrowhead, barbecue, all that bullshit.
Well, it's happening.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
And Mahomes is winning the MVP, too. There will be an AFC Championship game in Kansas City this year, and Mahomes is winning the MVP. I've seen enough already. Buffalo may be coming in. I don't know who's the team that's coming in, but Kansas City will be in the AFC title game because they'll have a bye.
Lions-Giants, are the Giants a lock to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I said this 5 weeks ago, that they were going to have 8 or 9 wins by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. This could be a little bit of a trap game this weekend, but time in and time again, I could trust Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, and I never say anything positive about the Giants in the last 5 years. I've been really impressed with Daboll and Shane, and we talk about coaches getting the response from their players. This is not a loaded Giants team, okay, but those players believe in him and they find a way to pull it out.
All right. So much like what you just said about the Chiefs and how if we have the same conversation last Thursday before the Bills lose to the Vikings, you're not saying that. It was like watching the Bills lose in back-to-back games shifted that.
Yeah.
I think this week, all it would take for not the Giants, there's still going to be Giants appreciation for what they've done based on preseason expectations. But if they lose to the Lions, which can happen, the Lions, what, 3? If they lose to the Lions and the Commanders beat the Texans.
More juice for the Commanders.
The Giants are going to come in last place.
Well, see, I don't know about that. I still don't believe. I think Taylor Heineke's good. I think he's much better than Carson Wentz.
But they're going to get Chase Young back.
Sure, they get him back this week.
And Washington's schedule is easy. So, I mean, to me, it's going to be like the AFC East, a little bit more watered down at the bottom maybe, where like...
Well, let me ask you this. How many wins gets you in the playoffs this year?
In the NFC?
Yeah.
I think 9-8 will be the 7th seed.
They're already at 7.
I know.
Even if they lose this game, 2 more wins. They'll get it. They're going to be in.
I'm not confident in that. They're going to go to Dallas and lose on Thursday on Thanksgiving, I think.
Commanders?
Okay. That gets you... I'm saying if they lose to Detroit...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
If they lose to Detroit, all I'm saying is that them finishing in last place is not going to seem like an impossibility.
Yeah, until I know that Taylor Heineke is 3-1 and Wentz was 2-4. I got to see Heineke 2 or 3 more weeks before I'm ready to say that the Commanders are definitely going to go make the playoffs.
Bears-Falcons, Zach, are you convinced Fields is the best quarterback from the 2021 quarterback class now?
I got to see it be converted into wins, but he's not really set up in a position to win this year. And the way that he's been running the football has been great. He's been able to throw some touchdown passes as well. This quarterback class, Trevor Lawrence up and down, this is really his rookie year because last year was a joke with Doug Peterson.
So would you put him ahead of Lawrence?
I've seen more plays from Fields than Lawrence.
Okay.
So right now, yeah. And this year, it's really only been Fields. Zach Wilson, not sold. Trey Lance, wake me up when the guy's healthy and is able to play. Mac Jones made the Pro Bowl last year. I want to see, and it was Fugazi Pro Bowl, let's be real, like 7 guys said no. Yep. I want to see the Patriots put guys on the team that Mac Jones could go make plays with, like what the Eagles and what the Dolphins did. It's trending like it's looking like Fields is going to be the guy. But they got to go get him some pieces this offseason so we can really see what the deal is.
I still think it's Lawrence. I still think with Doug Peterson there, they'll get Calvin Ridley next year.
Yeah, that's a big one.
They'll have a high pick. I trust Peterson with quarterbacks more than I do the Bears staff there. It's a great rushing offense story. It's a lot like what Baltimore did with Lamar Jackson before he really developed as a passer his rookie year before he had the MVP season.
Mm-hmm.
But the Claypool trade has not paid any dividends. He's done jack squat. I mean, they're going to have the resources and free agency, the money and the draft picks to give their offense a makeover. But I still have not seen refinement in him as a passer, Zach. I mean, could he be Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields? Sure. But I'm still going to go with the pedigree of Lawrence, and I think the coach is the right coach for him eventually to get it out of him. I've been disappointed in Lawrence to this point, but I'm going to buy low on Lawrence instead of buying high on Fields right now.
And it's definitely fair, especially when you're bringing Calvin Ridley and you have Christian Kirk. I know we all killed that contract, but he's been productive for them. And the bottom line is,
ETN's been okay.
Yeah, he has. And the bottom line is, as much as we believe in the individual, the quarterback, you got to be put in the right situation. And Trevor Lawrence is starting to be put in the right situation, where last year was a disaster.
Jets and Pats. If the Patriots win this game, what happens in the AFC playoff picture for those teams?
The Patriots are then alive to be a wild card team, but it would be very similar like last year, where you get into the playoffs and they're not an actual threat to really go deep into the playoffs and probably be 1-2.
So if the Patriots sweep the Jets, you think they make the playoffs?
I think they have a chance. I don't think it's a lock, because I still think teams like the Chargers are better. Whoever loses the AFC North, probably the Cincinnati Bengals are better. And the Buffalo Bills, Dolphins loser of that AFC East is probably better. So they'll have a chance to be the 7th seed.
All right, how about the Jets if they lose?
The Jets, if they lose, there's going to be a lot of questions about Zach Wilson, and people are going to start to say maybe Zach Wilson isn't the guy.
But do you think the Jets can lose this game and make the playoffs? Is the path still there for them?
No, because then it means the quarterback did not perform well, and that will hold the team back.
I agree. I don't think they're getting swept by New England and making the playoffs. I think in terms of like what happens to a team's postseason chances, I think this is by far the biggest game on the schedule this week, because I almost feel like the winner of this team gets themselves in position for that last wild card spot. And I think the loser's at home, because I think the Bengals, I think the runner up in the AFC North will make the playoffs.
Agreed.
And I don't think four AFC East teams will get in.
Yeah.
Even though that's what it is right now.
And then the Chargers is probably the fight for that 7th seed. But Zach Wilson, 2 weeks ago when this game was played, did not play well, was the reason they lost. Now you got to see how he adjusts, and it's Belichick going up against Zach Wilson. I don't want to hear that.
And the Jets have lost 13 straight.
Yeah, they have. If you're the difference maker, if you're the franchise quarterback, you get the job done this week.
Rams and Saints, how far are you willing to go with your Rams criticisms for this season on your show, Zach? How far are you willing? Are you doing big rants on them? Are you killing them for this season? What do you say about a team that sucks, but it's a year after they win the Super Bowl?
It just really shows you how tough it is to win in this league. Because there was two or three times in that postseason where the Rams could have lost games and they still found a way to get the job done.
Like it's when that guy Tart dropped that interception in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Or how about in the Super Bowl, if you block Aaron Donald for a half second longer, Ja'Marr Chase is wide open down the right sideline. The offensive line sucks. That's what it is. This is a horrible offensive line. I know Kupp is now hurt, but all it was Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp. And one player doesn't win in this league on the offensive side of the ball. And Stafford shows you, and this is not a knock on Stafford. He's a very, 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 very good quarterback that's won a Super Bowl. But a lot of this Hall of Fame stuff gets, kind of piped down a little bit with this season because he's not played well.
I think they've gotten a free pass. I think they've gotten a complete free pass. I think if they had not won the Super Bowl last year and this was
we'd be killing them. We'd be killing them.
Yeah, exactly. So it does speak to.
But they did.
Right. But their problem is for me that unlike maybe a team, I'm trying to think, like you mentioned the Chiefs earlier, they win a Super Bowl and it's like, man, they've got probably another 10 swings at this thing. They've got maybe a decade with Mahomes, maybe more, of possible championships. You know, their window is just wide open. This Rams window is not.
No, it's
this
not.
Rams window.
Two, three put, more years for Stafford.
I don't even know about Zach. I mean, he might play two or three more years.
How good is he? That's the question.
Well, yeah, and they don't have picks. They threw so much money. They were ready to throw two more picks for Burns, which I, what years were those first round picks in? Were they 5 or 6 years down the road from now?
It was the next year and then the year after that.
I mean,
they had to wait a full year.
So, I mean, the coach has gotten a lot of credit, and he's done a good job even with Goff.
It's been the two
taking them on runs and never having a bad season. But I just wonder if we're going to look back on 2021 and just they're not going to come close to that ever again.
And here's the biggest question of them all. The guy that was sort of answering, not answering my questions right before the start of the season, Aaron Donald, yep. When he was answering my question in that interview, he did not sound like a guy that was going to play that much longer in the league, wanted to come right. back because he felt the motivation from winning a ring. He loved the taste of winning. It wouldn't shock me if he walks away this offseason or the offseason after this one. And if that's the case, that defense doesn't scare you whatsoever.
Right. And look, McVay was a Gruden guy. He grew up in that system.
Well, he's another one. He could walk away soon, too. I know he just signed an extension.
That's what I'm saying.
There were rumors as well for TV.
That's what I'm saying.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.